going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's okay. It made perfect sense, and now they have four quarterbacks who will be competing to see who's going to be the starting quarterback. And who's going to be the backup quarterback? And who they might try to have as a third quarterback on the roster? And Andy, maybe one who they're going to try and slide to the practice squad. Or which guy are they going to trade at the end of training camp?
So a couple of questions came. I'm going to bring these questions up in a second. The Browns were part of the biggest stories of the NFL draft. Trading down in the first round, then drafting Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. Don't miss Daryl Ryder and me as we give you the latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. We're going to discuss everything that's happened over this past weekend. A new one will drop tonight or maybe even tomorrow morning. So why don't you subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland now at 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Great question somebody brought up to me, and I agree. How are they going to split up the reps at practice? Because you know if media gets to watch it, which most of the time they don't, though. But I'm just really curious how they're going to split up these reps at practice.
The one thing I think that everybody's going to have a hard time wrapping their head around, and I do think everybody's going to have a hard time wrapping their head around, Shedeur Sanders is the fourth quarterback on this team right now. Right now, he's number four.
And he'd be five if the other guy was healthy.
I would say, well, if the other guy were healthy, they wouldn't have Dylan Gabriel probably, and they probably wouldn't have Shedeur Sanders, and they wouldn't have Joe Flacco if the other guy were healthy.
If the other guy were healthy,
meaning Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I think you'd have the two rookies for sure, and then you'd have Deshaun.
It'd be a completely different situation.
They'd bring in another young guy. So
well,
at least one.
I would think they might have brought in one, and they'd have somebody else as the backup. Mario's in Cleveland. Mario and Scott Petrak's going to join us coming up here at 11 o'clock.
Okay, Mario. What's up, guys?
Hey, Mario.
So I'm here working. I'm listening. First of all, I never heard you guys go back and forth like this in my life. But what's the problem, Andy, what you have with quarterback competition?
I don't have any.
Come on, Andy. I've been listening to you going back and forth with Jeff.
Yeah.
Now, this is the best thing that happened to the Cleveland since 99. Like, let them compete. We drafted Baker. Oh, Baker's the guy.
So you know what the adage is, right? You know what the true adage of football is because you sound like you're a guy that knows a lot about football. If you have two quarterbacks, how many do you have? None. And if you have four, it's probably even worse. The circus is back in town because of this competition. That's what I'm saying.
Fine.
What?
That's fine. Every analyst. First, Mel Kiper here. That guy is the fifth best prospect out of all positions on the board. Somehow
you're talking about Shedeur.
Yes.
Yeah. He took it personal that Shedeur wasn't getting drafted. Like he had said money in it or something.
Yeah. The guy who made that comment about it's because of race. It's not because of race. I think this kid might be a douche. I really do. You go back to his father. They don't need so much money. You gotta put me on real with. He come from that club. I believe that kid is a douche.
All right, Mario.
Mario, good phone call. There's just words you can't use.
Yeah, probably shouldn't use some words. Certain words, anyway. So, Andy, I agree with Mario, though.
I don't have a problem with the competition.
And you could end. See, here's the thing. You could end up with a quarterback here. I mean, it's not because you have four quarterbacks now doesn't necessarily mean you don't have one. You might have one. It could be Dylan Gabriel. I mean, some people think very highly of him. I think he's really small. Okay, well, I don't care for really short quarterbacks. Russell Wilson had a fine career in Seattle. Bryce Young appears to have his act together in Carolina. Kyler Murray is okay in Arizona. Maybe Dylan Gabriel can become a short quarterback who succeeds in the NFL. Joe Flacco, maybe Joe has a year left in him. Joe is absolutely he's the security blanket here. If all else fails, you can put Flacco on the field. I think the job is Kenny Pickett's. I would say right now, if I'm gauging, handicapping this, 60% chance that your starting quarterback this year is Kenny Pickett. 20% chance that it's Joe Flacco. And 10% it's Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Mike's buzzing around in the car. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I wanna say a couple things here. First of all,
keep it clean.
That's a good move that they passed on Travis Hunter. He's not a pure pass catcher. He was in between. He didn't know what he wanted to do. He wanted to be a defensive back or wanted to be a receiver. He wasn't a true number one receiver. So that's a good move by Andrew Perry. Okay,
still to be determined, though. Still to be determined, right. Mike. Let's be fair.
All right. Second of all, Kenny Pickett is not your starting quarterback. And I'm going to tell you why, okay?
Who is? Before you tell me why, who is?
Joe Flacco is your starting quarterback. But they brought in Kenny Pickett because they weren't sure they were going to sign Joe Flacco, and they didn't know what was going on in the draft, and they needed a quarterback. They didn't have any quarterbacks. Your only quarterback on the roster at the time was injured Deshaun Watson. Am I correct or am I wrong? At the time before the draft, your only quarterback on the roster was an injured Deshaun Watson.
Before they traded for Pickett.
Yeah.
Before they traded for Pickett.
But you had to trade for Pickett because you didn't have a quarterback on the roster. And you weren't sure you were going to sign Joe Flacco.
Well, you could. They could have waited till after the draft. They didn't have to do it when they did it.
But I think you drafted two quarterbacks because you don't know if Joe Flacco is going to stay healthy. Okay, through a 17-game season.
Or Mike, when the age of 40 is going to kick in.
Right.
And you could make the argument that it kicked in last year in Indianapolis.
Right. You don't know if he's going to come back to that 2023 form, right? So.
Well, he's done it for only 5 games since he left Baltimore.
So you draft two quarterbacks. I think their whole goal was to draft Shedeur Sanders, but he was dropping, so they figured they could get him later in the rounds.
Nah, that's too risky. If their goal was to draft him, it was too risky to wait that long. It clearly wasn't their goal because they could have done it numerous times.
Hey, Jeff, though, how many times has the NFL experts been correct on quarterbacks? Let's be honest. I mean, this kid dropped because
they were good on Peyton Manning. They're pretty good on him, weren't they?
Well, Peyton Manning was an all-time.
You just asked me how many. I gave you one.
Mike, thank you.
I gave you one.
How many times
have they been wrong? Tom Brady?
Okay. It's a crapshoot. You want proof of it? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Marino goes after Todd Blackledge, Kenny O'Brien. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? These guys, the NFL experts, not the media experts, the NFL experts don't get it right.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Right. Clark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Clark.
What's up, fellas?
Hey. All right, sir.
I'm going to start with a question.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's a $1 million shooting contest halftime Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
It's a hard shot. Yeah. No percentage.
Yep.
You want one shot or two?
I want to. And Clark, I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, I already was hoping that going into this draft that we took two quarterbacks, because I know it's a crapshoot.
Yep.
I know that the people who get paid to find a quarterback have a hard time doing it. And guess what? It don't matter how many times we've got it wrong in the past, as far as I can tell, we're still going to be playing football in Cleveland. So we still need to keep trying. We got to keep swinging. They're crying about where we keep missing. So what? Are you still in the game? Okay, we'll keep swinging at the ball.
So should they have swung at a wide receiver too? That's my question. I mean,
so let's get back to this. Yeah. I had a friend of mine I was talking to yesterday, and I said, hey, you know, if you're playing a game of spades or whatever game you want to play, you don't play the game, the hand you want, you play the hand you have. And in my mind, they didn't see the people, the value wasn't there. You look at these picks as value picks. And Shedeur Sanders right there was an unbelievable value, because if he doesn't work out, so what?
I agree with
but
that.
But if he does work out, oh, my God. I'm like this. My opinion.
But then here's where the statement comes up. Well, we all know that, you know, if you don't draft him in the first round, the odds of them not being any good are pretty high, right? Like that drives me crazy after a while. I'm like, someone is going to be, I mean, it happens. Guys drafted out of the first round sometimes are good quarterbacks.
So. And Clark, in this situation, all of the scouts and everything else said it's not a great quarterback draft, and there's one that you think is going to be really good that you don't know if the other ones are or not, and they're taking two shots at it. I don't mind it at all, Clark.
We don't know which one it is. We don't. And they can be wrong. The experts are wrong all the time. So let's take two shots. They are value picks for the most part. Mm-hmm. And iron sharpens iron. If it's me, I'm letting my two rookies split 80% of the reps. And then I'm going to come
in
out
practice,
knowing which one.
You're talking about in practice. You're in practice.
Yeah, Flacco doesn't need reps. And Vicky may not be on the team. I need these two guys to show me which one is the one. And guess what? What if they both look good in preseason?
Bingo.
What if they both look good in preseason?
Then you're probably going to trade one.
Or you're going to trade Pickett.
Or Flacco could retire. That's another one, too. Yeah. I don't know if I'm throwing that out there.
Imagine they both look good. And Shedeur, we can always say, he looks good also. But Dylan's still our guy. We like him, short or not. Well, guess what? We can always say, well, Shedeur was potentially a top five pick, and he only fell because of this. But he's good now, and you've seen him play.
Clark, I love your thinking, and I agree with it now. The question is, do any of these guys show that they're worthy? Andy, you had questions about both of the guys here. Mm-hmm. Pickett, can he find himself and be better than he's been? I'm not going to rule against that. Flacco, can he find what he had in 2023, or is he going to start really playing like a guy who's 40, a guy who Indianapolis deemed, all right, we're going to bench him and bring back the guy that we drafted to be our franchise quarterback? I hope Joe's succeeds, but he's not going to succeed for long. He's 40 years old. And the young guys, keep your fingers crossed. Maybe they get lucky. Lewis is in Shaker. Lewis.
Oh, my goodness.
It's exhausting, isn't it, Lewis?
Yeah. First of all, man, we need to stop catering to these guys' egos, man. I mean, if Pickett gets out there and a fan start hollering Shedeur or whoever, so what, man? Stay the course. And number two, this is not about race, man. I could care less where the quarterback come from, what's his background. Can you throw the deep ball? Can you? And first of all, I didn't want him here at number two anyway, because I didn't want the circus. We got enough problems as it is. So he's here at number 190 or whatever.
144, so I believe. Humbled. Yeah, 144.
Whatever. And he's humbled, and he's probably going to come here and ball. But, you know, get the job done, and I need to see a Super Bowl. I don't care who does it, because I'm 61. My time is running out.
No, it's not, Lewis. You're a young man.
Hey, Lewis.
I don't care who quarters. I don't care if it's my 93-year-old grandmother. Can she throw the deep ball? Can you scramble, Granny? Get the job done.
If she can.
If Grandma's got game, we want her.
Hey, going back Thursday, that's a Hall of Fame phone call right there. Thank you, Lewis. Hall of Fame phone call.
Lewis, that was very good.
It was good.
Folks. Let's get him down to Hinkley.
Get him down to Hinkley where
folks,
the new the Caller Hall of Fame is.
I'm just telling
Baskin
you,
Phelps Caller Hall of Fame.
That's right.
This stuff
Jeff
is
wasn't here for that, was
gift that no, he? Gift keeps wasn't. On giving. I'm just
He doesn't even care.
Nope, not in the slightest.
No, we're going to totally have in the zone. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have so much.
He's doing his own fun. Show.
Oh, very much so.
We're going to have so much fun.
We're just existing off to the side like Statler and Waldorf.
Yes. Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com.
He's going to
join us next right here on Basket of Phelps.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to UCLA's color commentator. We're going to talk to the voice of the Oregon Ducks.
You know what it is? We make the Hall of Fame free to get in, and then we charge them to leave.
All coming up on Basket of Phelps.
See you, Hinkley.